Spring trout stocking is now underway. The Springfield Irish Elk of the Year has been chosen. Amherst ends indoor mask requirements. And an Oscar-winning actor has died.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Monday. I'd like to welcome you to a new week. As the days of winter begin to wane and spring is literally on deck, the days are longer, more light in the evening, and that helps a little bit in these very, very tense times. Your forecast is sunny and mild today. You'll like it. High 48, 52. Don't see any precip of any kind. And for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 30 to 36 degrees. Well, at UMass, the Department of Music and Dance is now accepting applications for the 2022 UMass Young Artist Awards. This is open to high school students who are residents of or attend school in Mass. With performance opportunities so limited by the pandemic, the UMass music faculty launched this effort last year to provide younger artists with opportunities to perform, to compete, to receive professional feedback while furthering their classical music studies. This competition will once again be conducted entirely via video recordings submitted by the entrants. The competition offers first, second, and third place cash awards of up to $1,000 in each of four categories. Voice High School Division I for 9th and 10th graders. Voice High School Division II for 11th and 12th graders. Winds, brass, percussion, and strings. There's no piano category this year. In addition, valuable honorable mention awards are offered by several sponsors of the event, including Stamwell Stringed Instruments, Virtuosity Musical Instruments, and Jerry's Music Shop. All entrants to the competition will receive written feedback on their recorded performances by UMass faculty and guest jurors. Now, applications, including video recording submissions, are due on May 1st, 2022. Interested students, parents, and teachers can find more information, including awards, repertoire requirements, and guidelines for recording applicant performances online at umass.edu/music. The competition is one of many such efforts hosted by the department to encourage and support talented young instrumentalists and vocalists while providing them with a glimpse of the college music experience. These events include the High School Honor Band, High School Jazz Festival, numerous day-long instruction-based events hosted by the wind, choral, operatic, and string faculty. Mayor Sarno and Chief Administrative and Financial Officer Timothy Plant have released the schedule for the mayor's fiscal year 2023 budget hearings. City department heads will be presenting their FY23 budget requests and will respond to questions from the mayor and the Office of Management and Budget Hearings. The budget hearings will begin on Monday, March 14, today, of course, and conclude 1 week from today on the 21st. '22 spring trout stocking is underway. Stocking in southeastern waters began in early March, with other regions of the state following soon after, as weather conditions allow. Beginning this spring, Mass Wildlife will stock nearly 500,000 trout across Mass this year. Most of the trout over 12 inches. More than 160,000 rainbow trout over 14 inches. More than 50,000 brook trout over 12 inches, including 550 18-plus retired brood fish. They're retired? Do they have a pension? More than 52,000 brown trout will be over 12 inches, including 1,000 18-plus retired broodfish, as mentioned. More than 3,000 tiger trout will be over 14 inches. This is good news to all of our anglers when the real nice fishing weather is upon us. Springfield Lodge of Elks proudly announcing Diane Fitzgerald, a fine Irish lass, as the 2022 Irish Elk of the Year. Diane is a second-generation Irish-American who traces her Irish heritage back to her grandparents. She joined the Elks Lodge in 2003 and has received several awards while serving on the Irish Committee, and she's also making Elk's Lodge history with her new title. As the Irish Elk of the Year, Diane will lead the Lodge members in the annual St. Patrick's Parade in Holyoke next weekend. Congratulations, Diane. Amherst has voted to end its indoor mask mandate immediately. This as more and more communities continue to drop the requirement in businesses. Amherst was one of the only communities in the area that still had a mandate in place. This decision comes one day after UMass lifted its mask mandate, something some students say came as kind of a surprise, and some think it's still too soon with spring break right around the corner. The town's schools are now in a position to end their mask requirement as soon as today, the 14th. Northampton's Board of Health has also voted to end its citywide indoor mask mandate. They did so on Thursday night of last week. Mayor Sarno will attend and bring greetings to the Pioneer Valley Building Trades Council's 103rd annual convention today at MGM Springfield. This is scheduled for noon today. Finally, William Hurt, Oscar-winning actor, famous for his roles in Kiss of the Spider-Woman, as well as Avengers, Infinity War, and other Marvel Cinematic Universe films, has died at the age of 71. He died peacefully among family of natural causes. Well, this kickstarts our week for Monday. Thank you very much for being with us. We have additional programs from now until Friday. Special guests will include our ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach and others. Thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it. This is the service of Pioneer Valley Radio, and I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.